I'm Matt Dudley, and this is Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy, a monthly broadcast intended to bring you information on a broad range of energy topics that impacts life here on the Cape and Islands. Today, I'm joined by Meredith Miller, the Cape Light Compact's Commercial and Industrial Energy Efficiency Program Manager, to talk about a campaign that was launched last year to try and innovate the way that energy efficiency is adopted in micro businesses here on the Cape and Islands. It's known as the Main Streets Initiative. Welcome, Meredith.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you on the show. So, last year, the Main Streets Initiative launched out in P-Town that was on the show, and we've decided to move forward with that initiative a little bit further. I think at the time, Finn and Nicole were here, and they were talking about how this is kind of experimental. We weren't sure if it was going to turn into, you know, an ongoing program or an offering from the Compact. Sounds like it's starting to catch some headwind and take off.
It is. We've had a lot of success in the couple of towns we've rolled it out in, and we're looking ahead to doing more towns and to what its role might be in our next three-year energy efficiency plan.
So last year we started in October with Provincetown.
Right.
And have we done any other towns since then?
Yes. After Provincetown, we went ahead and rolled this out in Oak Bluffs this past spring. And now we're going ahead, and we've got a current offering in Chatham and Falmouth.
Great. And let's roll back to Provincetown. So right now, you know, we're airing on WOMR, you know, Community Radio in Provincetown. So maybe some participants maybe some listeners have participated in this. How did the Provincetown effort work? Did you get good results? What was the process? Take us back through the process and how things went with that.
Sure. As we do in most every town, when we're gearing up to roll something like this out, we first go to the town government, town manager, and say we would like to do something like this in the town and we'd like to collaborate with the town. We think this will be really good for your small businesses. Who should we work with in your town? So in Provincetown's case, the town manager suggested and assistant town manager suggested we work with the recycling committee. They're a really active committee in town. So we took a draft program letter and concept and met with the recycling committee to get their input to finalize how we wanted to approach customers and what things we should might work best and what things might not work as well, and to finalize our concept. Then the town signed on to the letter itself, and we sent out a marketing letter to anyone who fit the criteria for the size of customer who was eligible and also hadn't participated before. We sent those letters out in the early fall, and then we took phone calls from those folks and made callbacks to people we didn't hear from, and slowly recruited a number of folks that we could go out and do the work in clusters. We'd go out to the area with our crews. It was Rise Engineering who does the implementation for us. And they went out and did audits of folks who signed up. And then a number of weeks later, we'd do the installations as the equipment came in or as the materials were available.
And from what I've heard, that was quite effective in recruiting participation in the town of Provincetown.
It was great. And we ended up with 55 participants out of about 200 letters that we sent out. So that's a really great participation rate. And similarly, in Oak Bluffs, we had a really good participation rate. So we're talking about roughly 30%, which is great response.
And some of the figures I think that I've seen, just in context of the 30% of 200, how does that compare to typical small business participation in a given year? In Provincetown, you know, did we see a lot more people participating than in previous years? How did those figures stack up?
We actually do. When we look at the small business program, which is our standard direct install program, in recent years we've had anywhere between, you know, 10 and 20, but, you know, typically 14, 17 small businesses a year. So to get this many signed up from this single effort, you know, 55 signed up, really increases our numbers dramatically.
Wow. And just kind of to recap what the Main Streets Initiative, I guess I should have started out with that, but with the Main Streets Initiative, to recap for any listeners or people, you know, with towns that haven't participated yet and to know what we're talking about here, we've partnered with the town, the Cape Light Compact. Mm-hmm. We've partnered with various towns to target energy efficiency improvements in local businesses, correct?
Yes.
So take us kind of high level. What is this Main Streets Initiative? What are we offering? Who are we targeting, you know, in your particular town? So I guess, give me the pitch. If I was a town, if I was a business in Chatham right now, how would you explain this to me?
Sure. This is an alternate delivery mechanism, an additional way to get to customers who are very small, micro businesses, the kinds of customers that line main streets or commercial districts. Small customers who don't typically have a lot of time or money to even make co-pays on energy efficiency improvements. So the idea is that we concentrate our efforts geographically with a limited time offer. We do sort of a blitzkrieg of sorts, and that allows us to bring the cost down and also lower the co-pays. So for a set of common measures, energy efficiency measures, that we deliver as part of this, customers don't have any co-pay. We make it really simple for them to participate. We have a limited time offer. Because the town signs on or participates in the effort, because it's a limited time offer and it generates some buzz and people see the trucks out there, we get a lot more engagement than we might usually, and we can get a lot more done more quickly. And it's an introduction for many of these customers to doing energy efficiency.
For a lot of these customers, mm-hmm. like I think you had mentioned earlier, we're targeting customers who have not participated in the past, where mm-hmm. the introduction to energy efficiency is a good way to put it. So for people out there that don't know that the Cape Light Compact has got energy efficiency programs for their small business, this is a good way to get your foot in the door, and for a limited time, you can get some increased incentives. So what are some of the measures that we're looking for? What kind of improvements are we looking for? Do we typically see in various types of businesses, you know, that we see on main streets? And what's the benefit, you know, what's the cost benefit of this to me by participating now as opposed to participating a year from now?
Sure.
Or 2 years from now?
Sure. So in our standard small business program, which is available to customers under 300 kW, kilowatts of demand, which is going to be most small customers on Cape Cod, we pay 80% of the cost to do installation. In this program, for a subset of common measures, we're paying 100%. So if a customer takes advantage of this, they don't have to pay any copay for this set of measures. And those measures include high-performance linear fluorescent T8 ballasts, lamps and fixtures, screw-in LED lamps, hardwired LED fixtures, some CFLs as well, LED exit signs, refrigeration case lights, LED refrigeration case lights, which are great, occupancy sensors, programmable thermostats. These are common measures we see through the direct install program as well, but there's a 20% copay typically. Vending machine controls, and then water conserving measures like shower heads, faucet aerators, and spray rinse valves.
So basically, if you ever turn your lights on, you ever heat or cool,
right,
or if you pretty much do anything, there's probably some opportunity.
Absolutely. This is a core set of measures that's geared toward the local coffee shop, the jewelry store, the shoe store, you know, the small retail gift shop, that kind of thing.
And how long, so, you know, a letter comes out, or even for towns that are not participating mm-hmm. in Main Streets, or say, you know, the people who didn't take advantage of the program in Provincetown mm-hmm. or in Oak Bluffs, mm-hmm. It's basically the same thing still, right? You still get an energy assessment where we look for these things. It's just, say you needed $1,000 in new lighting, it's going to cost you $200 now as opposed to $0 through this Main Streets initiative. So mm-hmm. if you call for an audit, I think that, you know, we were targeting some of these users, 300 kW you had mentioned. Is there any cap as to the kilowatt hour consumption per year?
Sure. Right. So the standard small business program or direct install program is 300 kW. This program, this initiative, this additional initiative is for customers 40 kilowatts or below, or when we translate that into kilowatt hours, we're talking about 72,000 kilowatt hours per year. So that's a smaller customer, a micro business customer, a lot smaller than the regular program.
So this is the small business.
This is, some people call the micro business.
That we are loaded with on the main streets of Cape
Absolutely.
Cod and Martha's Vineyard.
It's a huge number of our commercial customers.
I was just picturing, you had mentioned Oak Bluffs, and walking down Main Street or any of the streets in Oak Bluffs, think about how many businesses are there that are, you know, less than 300 square feet, and they just
Absolutely.
Line the streets.
Absolutely.
Chatham too, Provincetown as well. It's almost like you're choosing these towns in a methodical way.
We are. Just to begin with, we wanted to make sure we chose some towns that had a good commercial district, and where we thought we would have a number of customers who could be eligible. Absolutely.
And just to note that mm-hmm. even though this is called the Main Streets Initiative, you don't need to be on a street called Main Street to participate.
Absolutely.
If you're
absolutely.
On Elm or Oak,
doesn't
or commercial or any
doesn't
any
matter
street.
Where you are in town. Right.
Great. So have we gotten feedback from participants in this? And I know that, you know, just in my experience with the energy efficiency programs, that we don't do something without evaluating it to figure out its effectiveness. And just based on the participation of it, in that really the it's just a marketing tactic, right? To combine with the town, increase some incentives. It's been pretty effective at recruiting participation in various towns. Are we taking a look to see, you know, is this effective? Is it going to be evaluated? And what are we looking for in evaluations with this? Or, you know, do we see this as a sustainable model, I guess?
That's a very good question, Matt. Sure. Our plan is to do a couple of more towns in the spring, and then we will be doing an evaluation. We'll actually be part of a larger evaluation that will include some of the other program administrators across the state, because a couple of the other program administrators are trying a variation on this. And we want to combine our efforts and look together across our experiences in the state. And we'll be making a decision about how we want to incorporate that into our next three-year program plan, starting in programs that we're offering in 2016. So we want to look at and see, what did this get us over and above or in addition to the regular program? How cost-effective is it? So far, it looks very cost-effective in terms of what it costs us to roll out these measures to customers. It is not more expensive than what we've been doing. And again, that's because of the concentrated geographically and concentrated activity in a certain period of time. So far, it looks like it's very competitive. We're going to look at that along with other program administrators' experience and decide, how can we incorporate this as a regular part of program activity and offerings?
Great. So you're talking about increased cost effectiveness, and I'm just picturing the standard program, this program, and how cost effective it becomes. Thinking about economies of scale, things like that.
Yep.
Are we seeing cost efficiencies in installation or in assessments if we have five streets that are all lined down the same street and we can get one person out there in one shot?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It means, just if you think about it, if you've got a crew or if you've got an auditor who's going to be the same place day after day for a period of time, so they're, instead of traveling to one site and then going five towns away to do some work, they're focused in a geographic area. And then if we've got installations lined up, and similarly, there's just less travel time, there's consistency here with in terms of the kinds of measures that are installed. So all those things do pan out to economies of scale. And plus, we've got a certain volume of measures too, so that the pricing on the actual thing, materials, is good.
Right. Say 1,000 light bulbs versus 10.
Right. Yep.
Some of those. So that's great to know. I think that's probably a really good selling point. And, you know, if you get one of these letters in the mail, definitely you should respond to it. I guess even if you think you're as energy efficient as possible, I bet there are probably people out there that think that there's no way to make my building more energy efficient. And then we get TJ or one of Rise's vendors and one of Rise's engineers out there to figure out, you know, well, we've got, I mean, you just listed off about 15 different types of lighting that we can replace, which is
absolutely,
it's for every installation. That's great to know. So we're in Chatham right now, and I guess that runs until offers need to be in by
October 10th. So October 10th. You need to have called us back by the close of business on Friday, October 10th, and that's, you call our 1-800 number.
And that's 1-800-797-6699.
Yep. And so that's, and then in Falmouth, you've got till 2 weeks later, October 24th, for the same thing.
Okay.
Falmouth letters are going out just right now. And so we're really hoping this will be a successful effort in both towns.
And if you are in Chatham or in Falmouth and you didn't receive one of these letters, but you use around 72,000 or less kilowatt hours per year,
please,
I guess,
call.
No matter what, give us a call. And
absolutely,
if you qualify, you qualify. And even if you don't, you can get a great deal through the standard energy efficiency.
Absolutely.
Program.
We encourage you to call.
That's great. So, Meredith, other than the Main Streets Initiative, what's been going on in the CNI world with the Cape Light Compact, and how are we trying to make improvements, or, you know, what are we delivering to the businesses here on the Cape?
Sure. One of the things that's probably the most visible recently, and folks have probably heard a lot about it, is that we've just finished installing or retrofitting all our streetlights with LED streetlights across the Cape and much of the Vineyard. And very exciting for us to see. You drive down most streets now on the Cape, and you'll see the difference in the lighting.
Yeah, that's a pretty big project. pretty much everyone can see that.
Yeah, and you can see from the air if you do any, you know, if you fly at all, or if you've looked at any of the aerial shots, it's really dramatic. And we're not the only ones across the country. This is a really important effort, but we're one of the only program administrators in Massachusetts that's, you know, done this kind of full-scale effort. And it's involved a lot of coordination with the towns, and we're really pleased with that. So that's been a very successful project that's finishing up this year, but we have our ongoing programs as well. And one of the things that some people may have heard about is that we're also conducting what we're calling an energy use survey right now. So we're getting ready to start putting together our next three-year plan, what we want our programs to look like in 2016, 17, and 18. It's a plan that we file with our regulators. And so one of the things we're doing right now is an energy use survey. We've got Pekin Dynamics coordinating that for us, and a lot of our residential and some of our commercial customers will have heard from them. And we're gathering data about what kind of equipment they have, because we want to design our programs and make improvements, like you say, for the next three-year plan that are based on data we have about what customers really have in their sites and what their needs really are.
And what our customers are, as opposed to statewide customers.
Absolutely, because we know we're different. We know that, and that's part of why Cape Light, a good reason for Cape Light Compact existing, is we want to make sure that we can target our programs toward what our customers need. And we know we're different than the rest of the state.
Great. So if you do get a call from Opinion Dynamics and you're a business, please help us out.
Absolutely.
give out some information, and hopefully it can only make our energy efficiency programs better.
Absolutely.
And just a heads up to anybody that's listening, you know, you've probably read it in the news or seen it on the news or heard it on the radio that the cost of energy is expecting to spike this year. And that is a great reason, I guess, to sign up for energy efficiency now, because it's the most cost-effective way to produce energy, right, is to reduce it. So give us a call. If you're part of any of the main streets that are going on right now, Chatham and Falmouth, you mentioned, send in your letters or give us a call as soon as possible to get signed up, and we can get you, you know, figure out how to save you some energy. For those coming in late, this is the Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy. I'm Matt Dudley, and I'm here with Meredith Miller, the Cape Light Compact Commercial and Industrial Program Manager, talking about their Main Streets initiative. And Meredith, in addition to some of these energy efficiency initiatives, what else is the Cape Light Compact doing? What's coming up in the near future on various topics of interest for any businesses here on Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard?
Sure, Matt. We've got, we're doing some sessions, workshop sessions for businesses in conjunction with the Cape Cod Chamber of Commerce later this month. We've got three sessions scheduled for this fall. We're doing a session that's a reintroduction to the Cape Light Compact and what we have to offer is one session. And then we've got two specialized sessions, one for lodging customers or lodging businesses, and one for grocery businesses.
And in these sessions, what are we looking at? What can attendees expect?
Sure. For the lodging and grocery, the idea is for people who own or operate businesses in those industries, it's to give them an inside look at the kinds of energy efficiency measures that they might be able to utilize in their business, how people can save energy in those kinds of businesses. We're going to have an expert speaker join us for each of those. They're 1 to 2 hour sessions, and we're going to be going over how people can save energy, what kinds of equipment you have, and what kinds of changes to that equipment, retrofit, or et cetera, you can make that will save you energy, and how.
So in order to, if you own or manage one of these types of facilities, how do you RSVP, and where is it?
Right. So you can go look on our website, on our calendar. There's a link for it that gives all the information for how to sign up for these.
Okay.
And you can call our 1-800 number. 1-800-797-6699.
Great. And space is limited, so hopefully we'll need to RSVP, because we know how energy conscious everyone here is on the Cape, and the seats are going to fill up soon.
That's right. And that's October 30th for the lodging and November 7th for the grocery.
Great.
Session.
Well, if you run one of those, give us a call, and we're sure to put you on the list, and good luck. Well, Meredith, thank you for joining us. This has been good, and good luck with the rest of the Main Streets initiatives. We look forward to hearing a little bit more and seeing the results through an evaluation.
It's been my pleasure, Matt. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to take a moment and change focus to a topic that you probably have or soon will see in our local headlines. This winter, we can expect to see a significant increase in our cost of electricity here in our region. Now, whether it's due to decreased natural gas supplies or the polar vortex, we all know that our costs are going up. National Grid, who supplies electricity for Nantucket, recently filed with the state's Department of Public Utilities to increase its electricity supply rates for this winter by 96% to just over 16 cents per kilowatt hour. What does this mean? How does this translate into monthly costs? Well, for an average home that uses about 650 kilowatt hours of electricity per month, they would see an increase on their electric bill of $51 or more. Soon, the Cape Light Compact and NSTAR will be filing their respective winter rates as well, which, while being projected to be less than National Grid's hikes, are still speculated to rise as well. Now, as you can imagine, here at the Cape Light Compact, we're working diligently to find ways to lessen the impacts of these anticipated cost increases for residents of Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard. While power supply pricing is essentially at the whim of the electricity commodities market, we can make a valuable impact through energy conservation here on the Cape and Vineyard. The Cape Light Compact is currently partnered with the Massachusetts Department of Energy Resources and other energy efficiency program administrators around the state to find ways to mitigate these winter peak loads through the use of our energy efficiency programs. Now, while these are still in development, we'll make sure to keep you updated, and it will be a topic of discussion on next month's Focus on Energy. So, needless to say, this is a good time to call the Cape Light Compact and to sign up for your free home energy assessment. Because once people start hitting the switch to turn their heating systems on for the first time in the year, we usually see a huge influx in the number of audit requests. So, get ahead of the mobs and call us now. Now, I'd like to have Cape Light Compact's Lindsay Henderson join us to talk a little bit about some energy efficiency tips and tricks that we can all employ while you're waiting for your energy assessment. Because once the lists get longer, once we get a lot of people to sign up, it may be a little bit of a wait time before we can get out there. But there are some easy tips and tricks that anyone can do in their house to start saving energy today. So Lindsay, welcome to this special edition of Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy.
Thank you, Matt.
So we've got some potential winter peak issues coming up here in the near future. We've kind of alluded a little bit here so far about some of the tips and tricks that you can do to save energy with respect to sign up for an energy assessment is step one. But there's a lot of other things that you can do too, and that's why I wanted to have you come in and maybe we can spitball some back and forth. So other than signing up for a free energy assessment, what else can folks do to save energy in their home?
We have a lot of ways that you as the consumer can save in your home that are either low cost or no cost to you. There's rebates available on many different items. Those can be found on our website, capelightcompact.org. And some of the things that you can do to save, you could buy and install a chimney balloon, which would help keep the drafts out of your chimney.
So the chimney balloon?
It's easy to install.
So the chimney balloon is just a big plastic, it's like a pillow or a balloon that you stuff up in your chimney. And obviously you wouldn't want to do it if you have fires a lot.
But this is true, yes.
So you stick it up there, you blow it up, is my understanding.
And you blow it up and put it up in your chimney, and it will help to eliminate any of the cold drafts that come down into your house.
So we've got some rebates for that. And before you buy one, go stand by your chimney on a cold day and feel all the cold air drafting by you, and you'll really appreciate it.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good one. And you said there's a rebate. What's the rebate amount?
It's a $35 rebate, and that rebate form can be found on our website.
Great. Under residential rebates, I assume?
Under residential rebates, yes.
Great. So we've got the chimney balloon. That's a good start. It's a great start. What else we got?
We also have, if you have an old refrigerator or freezer that you have hanging out in your basement or garage, we have a program where we have a vendor who will come and pick it up for you for free, as long as there's a clear path for them. And we will pay you to take it away. We will give you a $50 check.
That sounds like a great deal.
Yeah.
Instead of keeping those sodas and beers cold in the fridge in the wintertime when it's already cold, get rid of that old fridge.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's surprising how much energy an older refrigerator can use, up or around, around the 200 kilowatt hours per month on the really inefficient ones I've seen. So
it's amazing. Yeah, $30, $40 a month it could cost to run one that you don't use that often.
Great.
Another thing that we have is you can install programmable thermostats in your home or a Wi-Fi thermostat, which will help you save on your heating bills. And that could save, somewhere about $180 a year or more on your heating bills. And basically you just set the programmable thermostat, set it to the temperature you want, and it would be all nice and toasty by the time you got home or got up in the morning.
Great. And you mentioned actually the Wi-Fi thermostats, which I had installed in my house last year. They're pretty neat too, if anybody wants to go online, if you don't have them yet. You can actually program it and then view your thermostat from your smartphone.
Yes.
And from any location you want. So if you feel like you need to turn your heat down because you're going to be at work late, you can go online and do that. It's pretty great.
Absolutely. Also, another good thing to always do is to schedule a yearly inspection of your heating system to make sure that's working properly. And now would be the time to do that before it gets too cold and you turn it on and find out that something's wrong with it.
So in that, contractors, HVAC contractors, probably, if you have oil, an oil boiler or a furnace, make sure that that gets cleaned because those get gunked up. And on top of that, you know, even if you are, you've already had your service, and remember to replace your air filters as well because
absolutely,
those use a lot of energy.
Yeah, we suggest that, doing that monthly.
Wow.
And then another tip that you can do, a lot of the hardware stores will sell sealant kits for your windows. So if you have some leaky windows, just pick up one of those kits and it will help seal off the drafts from your windows, make it a little more comfortable for you.
Now, the Cape Light Compact doesn't have a lot of standard energy efficiency incentives for replacing windows just because they're so expensive and they're really not cost effective from an energy efficiency standpoint. So a lot of these little tips on how to save with your old windows is a good one.
Absolutely.
It's important too to note that if you have old single pane windows, the, you know, just one plate of glass like so many houses here on the Cape have, that we can actually help you to replace those through a financing program, right?
Yes, through an energy assessment, yes.
And with the energy assessment in,
yes,
in the heat loan. So while there's not a rebate for your new windows, if you have the old single pane ones, we may be able to help you secure a low interest loan on replacing them. Great.
Another couple of options while you're, well, if you're not thinking of that you want to have an energy assessment done or you've just recently had one, we have a couple of lighting deals that you can do, actually starting this weekend, actually, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays in the month of October. One of our vendors will be at the Cape Cod Mall selling the most popular $10 lighting kits. And this year we have a really great deal. There's going to be three LEDs, a variety of compact fluorescent light bulbs, and two desk lamps, all for $10 plus tax. So it's a great...
It's a great deal.
Great deal. Pick them up for Christmas, give them as gifts, use them for your house.
And get them while you can, because that's probably the most frequently asked question when we're out at events is, where can I get those boxes that were for sale at the Cape Cod
yes.
Mall?
Yes.
Don't have to wait another year. So, Lindsay, we've talked about some of these little tips. I think that a good takeaway here is that if you haven't had an energy assessment or if you haven't had one in a while, to give us a call and sign up for one.
Yes.
And for anybody, any resident of Cape Cod or Martha's Vineyard that wants to do that, our direct number is 1-800-797-6699. And you'll be in touch with our call center, which is located right here at the Barnesville Superior Courthouse, where our offices are. Now, Lindsay, once you're signed up for an assessment, what can people expect from an assessment, I guess, once they're in there? What are we looking for through an energy assessment? What kind of deals are we giving out? Things like that for people who are at home that don't know about it.
So the energy assessment usually takes probably about a couple of hours, depending on the size of your home. Our specialists will come out and take a look to see where you need any insulation. They'll look at your attic, your basement. They'll take the covers off of the switch plates to see how your wall insulation looks. They'll also determine whether or not you have any air leaks coming through, you know, some of the plumbing areas and some spots that you would never think of. They also replace your light bulbs, your inefficient light bulbs, with energy-efficient bulbs, such as compact fluorescents or LEDs now. We're doing more LEDs in the homes. And also meter your refrigerator to see how much electricity that's using and if it's eligible for a rebate.
Great. Now, if, like with most houses that I've seen, we need insulation, things like that, Cape Light Compact's got some pretty generous offers to help folks upgrade.
We do. Right now, we cover our standard incentive. We cover at least 75% of the cost up to $4,000. And then we offer more incentives based on income level.
Fantastic. Well, there you have it, folks. There's some quick tips. Give us a call for an energy assessment, and we'll talk with you next month. You've been listening to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy, coming to you over the airwaves from 92.1 WOMR Provincetown, 91.3 WFRM Orleans, and online at WOMR.org.